The Arizona Attorney General plans to file a petition today seeking a state takeover of a financially failing public school district, which is run by members of a polygamist religion. The takeover attempt is unprecedented. It was prompted by allegations that school district officials drained their budget to benefit themselves and their church. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
This situation is so unusual, it prompted a new state law which takes effect today. Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard is wasting no time in applying it to the school district in Colorado City, Arizona.
It's unable to meet its obligations. It's unable to pay its teachers. They're now in debt to the extent of about $1.4 million, and we believe by the beginning of the next school year, it'll be $1.8 million.
These aren't typical budget problems in a typical school district. Goddard says the administrators, the non-teaching staff, and the school board are all believed to be members of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, better known as the FLDS Church. Polygamy is key in church doctrine. Most of Colorado City's 4,000 people are church members, and they dominate local government, police, and schools.
They're very extravagant in the way they spend public money, and I guess the bottom line is the indirect beneficiary of this extravagance is the FLDS Church.
Here's how, according to Goddard's petition, jobs for church members that seem unnecessary. Colorado City has the same number of students as another district down the road, but it has close to four times the administrative staff. It has twice the per-student administrative costs. It has a $200,000 airplane. It gives senior staff SUVs. It put a satellite TV system in one administrator's home, and it put school buildings and supplies in the hands of the FLDS Church. Mike File is a county school official who has monitored the district's spending.
You know, they really know how to work the system, and they refer to it as pleading the beast. And those people look at us as the beast, and they will bleed that beast. And that refers to taking any money that's earmarked for the good of the public and putting it towards their beliefs and their profit.
This bleeding the beast philosophy is also described by former church members. It doesn't hurt FLDS children and teachers because they left the public schools 5 years ago for church schools. Enrollment plummeted 75%. But the FLDS administrators, support staff, and school board remained. The Colorado City School Superintendent didn't respond to NPR's request for comment, and the district business manager says he won't respond. But here's lawyer Matthew Wright, the school district's newly appointed attorney.
I would just caution people to understand that they're only hearing one side of the story, that there are many facts that will be revealed, which I believe will establish that the actions of the administrators or the district itself was not as sinister as the complaint would lead one to believe. And certainly there will be plausible explanations in response to some of the allegations that have been made.
Arizona's State Board of Education will decide whether to seize control of the school district and assign an independent administrator. FLDS polygamists are targets on other fronts. Nine have been indicted for child sexual abuse, including FLDS prophet Warren Jeffs. A Utah court has seized control of a church trust valued at more than $100 million. And there's an ongoing criminal probe of the Colorado City School District. Howard Berkus, NPR News.